Hello, mother.
Hello, daughter.
Just like any relationship, the adult mother-daughter relationship takes work. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Miller-Day.
And I'm your host, Dr. Allison Alford.
In this podcast, we'll discuss the experience of mothering and daughtering in adulthood. We'll explore the topics that matter most to women using both a scientific perspective and an everyday relational lens.
Be sure to listen till the end of the podcast to hear our pro tips for both mothers and daughters. Our goal for this podcast is to help women have better relationships and better lives.
And of course, don't forget to like and follow us on social media.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Allison.
Today, we're wrapping up season one of the podcast and sharing a few basics about mothering and daughtering that perhaps we haven't covered so far. We've had a really great season discussing some of the research and some of the tips that we can provide on adult familial relationships. Today's episode is going to go back to basics and discuss some of the defining research ideas about mothers and adult daughters that maybe we haven't gotten to yet, or just we haven't unpacked them in a way that we wanted to. So we want to make sure that all of our listeners get the full picture.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so what do I mean by daughtering? Daughtering. Okay, so here's the thing. Daughtering covers a lot of behaviors, but obviously these are behaviors that are performed by a daughter, someone who is the daughter of a mother or a father. And a newborn baby and a 95-year-old lady. A daughter is a role in a family. It starts at birth, but it can last your entire lifetime. Even if your mother or father are no longer with you, it can still be something that is with the daughter.
Yeah. Speaking from experience, my mom has passed, right? But once you're a daughter, you are always a daughter.
And it is both an identity and a role. We should probably talk about it in those two ways. So what do I mean by an identity? How can daughter be an identity? Well, identities are the ways that we think of and label ourselves. I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of Carol's Daughter hair products? Okay, well, this is a line of hair care that was started by Lisa Price. And on the about page of the hair care products, it says that when she was listing everything special about herself, she was trying to think of what to name her brand, how to do branding. So she wrote down this list of everything that she finds special about herself. And she realized that one of the things that was the most special about her was being Carol's daughter. So she decided that she would name her entire brand of hair care products Carol's Daughter. And you can buy them on the shelves. They're really great hair care products. And we can see this as an example of how someone can use being a daughter as an identity. Identities like this one are the ways that we claim traits or characteristics about ourselves. And we can take these identities with us into different spaces, and they help other people to understand us when we share those identities with other people. So, another way of thinking about identities, I could use a phrase like, well, I'm certainly my mother's daughter in a variety of ways. A daughter might say this after she's done something really well, swelling with pride when she thinks of acting just like her mother might act. Well, I'm certainly my mother's daughter, or someone could say it about you. Oh, you are definitely Pam's daughter. And they're using that as an identity based on how you could label yourself based on the characteristics that you've just displayed. However, a daughter could also say something like, oh, well, I guess I'm my mother's daughter when she's done something dumb, because maybe she thinks of her mother as a person who messes up. Maybe she's berating herself. Maybe other people are labeling her as a screw up. And so this is the way that we can imagine daughter, the label daughter, being used as an identity. A role, on the other hand, this is a way of behaving in a given set of circumstances. And I think most of us can imagine different roles. For instance, you might think of a teacher who puts on her teacher hat at school. and then leaves work to go out with friends and metaphorically, you know, takes off her teacher hat or her girl's night out hat. That's an example of a role. Likewise, women can enact the role of a daughter at various times, performing daughtering as desired. Of course, you can imagine that most women are going to perform daughtering when they're around their mother or father or parent figure. So daughtering can happen when we're in our mother's presence, but it doesn't have to be that we're in our mother's presence. Another simple way to think of daughtering role behaviors is to look at borrowed language. Have you ever heard someone talk about, you know, being a friend or friendship? So picture your friend. You can be a friend when you're in the presence of your friend, but you can also be a friend when you when they're not around because you're thinking of them or you're planning for them or you're worrying on their behalf. And so it's not just something that you're doing in the presence of the other person, but you're not necessarily performing this role all the time. Now, another form of borrowed language that we have when we talk about daughters is the term that we sometimes use or borrow, which is mothering. Mothering, by definition, as you might imagine, is acting like a mother. And daughtering is acting like a daughter. I bet you've heard mothering applied to a lot of different people, and not just to people who actually are mothers. For example, you might hear somebody say, "Oh, look at that cute little girl. She's mothering her siblings." And there's a little girl and, you know, she's taking care of her younger brother and sister. And somebody might say of an adult grown-up sister, "Oh, she's always been the mother hen." Right? So this is an example of somebody saying the word mothering even though it's a sibling relationship. That's kind of borrowing the language. They say something like, "My boss was really mothering me when I was down and out about losing our star client." So that might sound familiar to you. Now, I'm here to tell you that applying this common phrase or this framework of describing care behaviors as mothering is not helpful to daughters in any way. And daughters are women. So essentially, we're not helping women by describing behaviors, so many behaviors, as mothering. What do I mean? Well, in the most common vernacular, we aren't using a term specific enough to describe what daughters are doing.
Okay, Allison, let me interrupt you for a second here. So we're talking about an active verb, right? To mother is an active verb of caring, nurturing, anything that we have associated with people who are doing mothering. And what I hear you saying is that term, to mother or mothering, has consistently been applied to daughters. It's been borrowed from our language, talking about mothers, and attributed to daughters. And what you're saying is that has done a disservice to women.
We're borrowing words like mothering or being best friends when we talk about mothers and daughters. And this borrowing of language actually can be harmful. So why is that? Well, co-opting other words when we're trying to describe daughtering can actually subordinate, right, or diminish or make invisible the labor of daughters. So what this means is daughters are not getting their due. If we're seeing daughtering, but we're calling it mothering, we're basically indicating that these women are acting like mothers. And by not calling the thing what it is, we're not able to give credit to it or see how and why it matters or talk about what could be better or worse about it. I've heard scholars say that the term mothers is actually semantically overburdened, semantics being word usage, and overburdened meaning we're putting too much on this word, all right? We're throwing everything and the kitchen sink at the word mother or mothering, making this an impossibly huge role to fill. That's the mothering role. When the responsibilities seem too big, women can feel destined to fail. So if you've ever known a mother who feels like mothering is so much stuff and they're going to fail, maybe that's because we're calling too many things mothering. And then when you try to be a mother, it's way too much to do. Okay, so now you're like, all right, get to it. What is daughtering then? And how can we define it and use it? Well, first, I have to just read this really long, boring description from our book, Michelle. And
i.e. academic.
Yes, it's kind of formal, but I think it's still helpful. And this definition came out of my research with adult daughters. Daughtering is shown through the many behaviors done by a daughter in relation to her mother to fulfill the social requirements a daughter understands as ascribed or inherent to the role of adult daughter, including the following: the management and avoidance of conflict necessary to maintain a positive or at least bearable relationship, protecting herself from possible adverse outcomes, considering and managing her mother's emotions, including emotion work and emotional labor, giving respect to her mother and demanding it for her from others, deciding to fulfill or ignore obligations, whether implied or stated, the management of closeness or distance within the relationship with her mother, inclusive of decisions to include her mother in the daughter's daily activities, the mental work of thinking about her mother's well-being and future care, carrying out kin work, including visits, phone calls, social media communication, and assisting in the maintenance of extended family relationships, teaching and training her mother in contemporary ideas and methodologies, and eliciting mothering for herself and her family of creation. Woo! That was a mouthful. Okay, so in regular terms, daughtering describes the ways adult daughters provide and care for their parents. So their mother or father or both together. But it's the way that a daughter acts like a daughter. It's providing care or support on purpose. You don't just accidentally fall into it. Now, based on the description you just heard, daughters do things like call their mom on the phone or fight the battle on behalf of their mom or set up her social media account or fix it and get all the trolls off of there. Daughters hang out with their parents and have dinner with them. And they do that on purpose for connection. They take the grandkids over. They go shopping. Daughters do things like avoid arguments or suggest health tips. Daughters compliment their moms. They laugh with them. They tag them on social media or teach them to use their new phone. And daughters think about and plan for the future needs of their parents, even when they're not around. And so one of the big takeaways I want folks listening to get about daughtering is that daughtering is not just this later in life activity when you take someone to a doctor's appointment or you fill a prescription. Most people, when you say daughtering, they just jump to this elder care type relationship. I want women to really think about what is happening in midlife. You know, yes, daughtering is also that stuff later in life, okay? It's a good conversation for another day. And I think people kind of understand the work, that work we talk about with a daughter with an elderly mother.
Yeah, caregiving.
What I'm trying to get you to think about instead is the stuff of regular life in midlife, the stuff that daughters do for decades, from their early 20s, let's say, to maybe their 60s. But they're decades for some women that you're daughtering. It's this routine, humdrum, everyday activities that daughters do. They put effort into, they work at it in order to connect with their parents, take care of them, love them. Many reasons why daughters do daughtering. Again, another one could be social expectation. Now, it's easy to imagine the thousands of daily things that parents of small children do that we call parenting. And if you're a parent of an older child, you could probably write a book about the ways you think, worry, and plan for your child's future, even if you're no longer making them their morning cereal anymore. I'm asking everyone to apply that idea to daughters. Daughtering is everything a daughter does in regard to acting like a daughter, and it's happening for most women. Now, I have to say most women because most women want to be in relationship with their mother or fathers. And what I'm not talking about is people who are fully, completely separated from their mother or father, never communicate with them, and never have any intention of ever communicating with them ever again. those women will put in a separate little group. And again, a conversation for another day, an important conversation.
I want to interrupt again that yes, that is a separate group of a mother-daughter relationship where they're estranged and they're not in contact, where they never want to talk to each other again. Absolutely. But I think we're excluding a whole large population of mothers and daughters where daughters are doing very little daughtering or none at all. And if there's any listener out there who is a mother in this group or the subset of mother-daughter relationships, it can be hurtful to hear about all this daughtering work that all these perfect mother-daughter pairs have and all this work and this labor that daughters are doing for their mothers. If you have a loving relationship with your daughter, and she doesn't do any of this. And I have many friends who fall into this category that they want a closer relationship with their adult daughter. At least at my age, they want closer relationships, but they don't know how to do that, right? I don't know how to daughter. My mom mothers me, and I don't have any responsibility to daughter her. Mothers want to be daughtered. They often don't know how to ask for it. We've always been told that we give to our children. We give and we give and we give. And children don't have to reciprocate or work on the relationship. We are there to support them because, well, I haven't had to do it. And she has always mothered me. I think that's a whole other group of people than you're talking about here. So, yes, I absolutely agree with you 100%. The only thing I'm adding to this is for this group of people who want to ask for daughtering or daughters who are willing to do so but don't know how to do so, it's a separate group that we really do need to keep in mind because not everybody does do daughtering.
I want to talk about the millions or even billions of daughters who are working on being a good daughter every day. And this might be a brand new concept for some of you today, listener. Maybe not brand new. We have had an entire season of this podcast. But I want to get to why it's important to call out daughtering and outline what it is. Okay, the next thing I want to get to is why is it important to call out daughtering and outline what it is? Well, once we have the words for a thing, we can better understand that thing. Are you familiar with Webster's Word of the Year? Okay, Webster is a dictionary, and every year they award Word of the Year to a word or word phrase that's gaining favor. And then they have a special way of doing this and the data, you know, they look at the data and what are people searching. And they also sometimes add new words to the dictionary, words that have been created that are emerging from culture, and they're being used enough or searched online to canonize them into our lexicon. Well, this year, 2022, the top word of the year from Webster is gaslighting. Have you heard of that word? It means, according to Webster, psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories. Okay, I just had to give you the definition because I told you about the word, but why is it important to define words and make them available to people? Well, because words define our experience. Right now, I believe daughters are not getting the credit they deserve, and that lack of acknowledgement hinders the quality of relationships. And when we can discuss daughters' efforts and what daughtering looks or feels like, daughters begin to see that the care that they provide matters. And of course, parents can see that the care matters. And they probably already knew it, but nobody's saying it. Why is mattering important? Well, knowing that you matter and that the work you put in, the effort you put in, it fills our soul and breeds contentment. And when we're content in our role, we're more happy to do more of it, or we can discuss with someone else what they want more of or less of. And contentment can grow daughtering behaviors, and positive feedback from mothers and fathers only helps that. So overall, the quality of a relationship can improve when daughtering is acknowledged and when daughters are heralded for the work that they're doing. All right, so that's my little soapbox today about daughters and why daughtering matters. And I hope I've given you some food for thought.
Thank you so much, Allison. You've given us a lot of important things to think about. Relationships matter. We all put effort into making relationships work. To think that something can remain on cruise control and we don't feed it, we don't correct it, we don't put time and energy into it, that's not feasible. That goes for adult mother-daughter relationships as well.
Okay, thanks, Michelle. Now, we're at the point in the episode where we give you some tips for your real life. Hello, mother.
Hello, daughter.
Our tip today is to do your very best to make choices for yourself and your family that improve your life. Now, sometimes that means connecting more, and sometimes it means separating for less interaction or more healthy interaction. It's up to you to find the best way to improve your life. Just remember, all of your choices are valid choices if they improve your experience and your family relationships. We hope that you, your mother, your daughter, are able to grow and connect from the information that we've shared. Thanks for joining us on our first season of Hello Mother, Hello Daughter. We'll be back in 2023.
Allison, we're shooting to come back in September of 2023, downloading all of the episodes on National Daughtering Day in September of 2023. Additionally, we're changing the format just a little bit for season two. Remember our episode number 4 where my sister came on and it was much more of a conversation and interview? Well, that format is coming back. We're going to be inviting professionals as well as people in our lives who have something to say about the topic. We'll still be providing you with some of the evidence-based research on adult mother-daughter relationships. But we're going to have many more conversations in season 2.
With more great mother-daughter topics that you want to hear. Take care.